take the bus when I'm in town because I take public transportation because that's how pimps get around. Pimps take public transportation. I don't know why more pimps don't take public transportation. It makes sense. Like, if you're a pimp and you're going to carry some hoes, you can only carry like 8 hoes if you had like an Escalade. But if you had a bus or a subway car, you carry like 90 hoes. You can still leave a really strong pimp hand, but leave a soft footprint on the earth. So I always take the bus everywhere I go. So I was here and I was gonna try to take the bus, and all I had was like a $20 bill, and I gave the machine a 20, and I think it was only $2, and it gave me back $18 in change. How am I supposed to tell homeless people I don't have any money? When every time I take a step, I sound like a goddamn reindeer. I can't be all smooth and elusive. I'm all ching, ching, ching. What was that, dude? Oh no, I can't help you. I'm sorry. No, that's a tambourine in my pocket. I'm a Dave Matthews cover band. But you have to walk away, sir, first, because my thigh is so heavy right now. All your hopes and dreams are right there in my pocket. I love when I first moved to New York, I was at some gym, and I finished working out, and I was going to go into the steam room, and there's a sign on the steam room. It said in all capital letters, "No inappropriate activity will be tolerated whatsoever." And I was like, dude, that is kind of vague. They need to be way more clear about what that sign means. Because if you laughed, you get it. They don't want dudes having sex in the steam room. But other people, you didn't react, and you're going to be the people looking at the sign with your head all tilted. Like, what does that mean? You can't have a coffee without a lid or something? And then you're going to walk in, and dudes are going to be boning. And then you're going to spill your coffee because you don't have a lid on it. Because you don't listen to rules anyway. That's what I love about being from here, California. We have a sign in our steam room. There's no words. It's just a picture of a guy holding 2 dicks with a line through it. It's very clear. And not open to interpretation at all. You take one look at that sign, you're like, dude, I get it. No naked wrestling. Jesus Christ. Oh my God, that is jarring. Good Lord.